This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has confirmed a deal in principle has been struck with the White House on raising the U.S. debt ceiling. He said he expects Congress to vote Wednesday on the deal. McCarthy said he'd talk again with President Joe Biden on Sunday after speaking with him late on Saturday. They will oversee final wording of the bill. McCarthy added that the House of Representatives will be voting on it on Wednesday. City officials in Kyiv early Sunday said at least one person died and three were injured in Russia's night air raid on Kyiv, with the defense systems downing at least 20 drones moving toward the capital. In his nightly video address Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised to continue with even more extensive sanctions against legal entities and individuals allied with the Russians. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Ukraine on Friday, where he said Republicans and Democrats are united in their goal to help Ukraine.
I've never been more optimistic than I am now that the goal of driving out the invader is possible, and the key is continued commitment to give quality to the Ukrainian military to deal with the quantity of the Russian military.
Graham said Russian President Vladimir Putin must not be allowed to win the war. Clashes between police and supporters of the opposition leader in Senegal have left one person dead and several injured, according to friends of the victim who spoke to the AP on Saturday. Clashes erupted Friday as opposition leader Ousmane Sonko called on his supporters to follow him in a freedom caravan, to use his term, from his hometown to the capital, Dakar, where he's facing charges of rape and expecting a verdict next week. From Washington.